From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and I made a new friend this week.
Hi.
Hi, this is Michelle.
I know. I listen to you.
You do?
Yes.
Wow.
Kind of, sort of.
My new friend will soon be a new friend to the millions of children who watch Sesame Street. Her name is Abby Cadabby, and here's what you need to know about her. She's 3. She really likes girly stuff, and she's a fairy in training. Abby Cadabby showed up at a New York studio, along with a friend from Sesame Street, the show's executive producer, Carolyn Parente. I began by asking Abby to tell me a little bit about herself.
I have wings that kind of look like a dragonfly's wings, and a magic wand. Yeah, but I'm not supposed to use it too much because I'm still learning.
But since you're 3, I bet every so often you can't help yourself. You want to use it sometime, don't you?
It's hard not to.
Have you met the other folks on Sesame Street?
Yes. Yes, I did. It was so fun. Well, not all of it was fun. I met Oscar.
Oh, he's a grouch.
He is so grouchy. I almost didn't want to be on the street, and I was going to play by myself, and then I bumped into Mr. Snuffleupagus. His name's Snuffy, and he's huge. And he was with Big Bird, who's really nice.
Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to direct a few questions to Carolyn Parente, executive producer of Sesame Street. She's with us as well.
Yes, I am.
Are there special opportunities here, not just to entertain children, but to teach them lessons that the other characters couldn't give?
Well, what's wonderful about Abby is that she's different from the rest of our folk. She's a fairy, and she's got a magic wand, and she's got wings. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to teach kids about diversity, and that's what's so wonderful about her joining the Sesame community.
Now, she's a fairy, and she's also a girl, and Sesame Street doesn't have a strong track record with female characters. Are they harder to create, harder to get the right balance when you're introducing a character who's a female?
I think there's always more pressure with any character that's female, but we have a history of some strong females. She has Abby's meeting Rosita and Zoe and developing.
I love Rosita and Zoe. Rosita is teaching me Spanish, and I'm teaching Rosita dragonfly.
Now, was there any debate over whether she should be a girly girl, a girl who loved pink and sparkles? Because there are so many female characters aimed at children today who wear tennis shoes and seem to keep up with the boys, and frankly, they look like if they had to, they could probably kick some butt.
I think what's great
about
Abby.
Yes, I did
Abby
say that.
Is,
I'm sorry,
you
Abby.
Said something
I did.
Bad.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't understand the question anyway.
I think what's great about Abby is when we create characters, we want the characters to reach the children because the best way to educate them is to find characters that connect well with kids. And so writing for girls is that challenge of trying to write so that they're reflective of girls in their character, but also are strong and smart and funny.
I'm pretty strong.
Abby, can you do us a favor? Could you describe yourself? When you look in the mirror, what do you see?
Well, I have purple freckles. All fairies get them when they're little. And, I like my hair. It's really fluffy. I put them in pigtails because it keeps the hair out of my eyes. And they're purple and pink, and they're a little shiny. And I have wings.
Now, there's a question about your appearance I need to put to Carolyn Parente, but I think it might be something that you might not want to hear. So if you have a book, why don't you just take a quick look in your book for just a minute? We'll be right back to you in just a sec. Ms. Parente, I wanted to ask you about appearance because I understand that for Muppets, this is very important, the size of the eye, the cast of the eye, the way the mouth is formed, even something like the eyelashes. So tell us how you actually developed what Abby would look like and what happened when you actually first presented that prototype to focus groups, the young kids who would eventually be watching the show.
You know, we haven't had a new character on the show in over 12 years. And so a lot goes into making a decision to have one. And when we actually developed her, we tried a number of things. And she started off very earthy in a fairy sort of way. And we were really after with what would connect best with kids.
Abby?
Yeah.
Abby, are you with us?
Yeah, it was just the alphabet.
Oh.
Did you know that turtle starts the letter T? I got all the way to T.
And, you know, turtle has 2 T's in it. Turtle.
Yeah.
T-L-E, I think it is. Turtle.
Yeah, you're good.
Abby, thanks so much. Yeah. It's been great talking to you. All the best to you.
You too.
Carolyn Parente, it's been great talking to you too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Carolyn Parente, executive producer of Sesame Street, along with Abby Cadabby, the newest resident on the program. Her debut is Monday. Abby has a secret identity when she's not on Sesame Street. On the streets of Manhattan, she's known as Leslie Carrera Rudolph.